CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Erica Kirk spoke out last night for the first time since her husband Charlie's assassination Wednesday. She vowed his Turning Point USA organization will continue touring college campuses.
It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment.
She said the evildoers responsible for her husband's death have no idea what they have unleashed across the country. CBS's Anna Schechter says Kirk's alleged assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, will make his first court appearance Tuesday in Utah.
He's the eldest of three boys. By all accounts, neighbors have told us they were a very nice family. His mother was a social worker. His father worked in construction. And so this comes as a shock to the friends and associates and neighbors of this family. Complete shock.
President Trump dined with Qatar's prime minister in New York last night, days after Israel launched a strike on Hamas leaders in Doha. Qatari diplomat Majed El Ansari tells the BBC Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the problem.
We are dealing now with a leadership that is unhinged. We are dealing with a prime minister that believes that he can reshape the Middle East in his own image, which is an image of chaos.
Qatar says it plans to host more peace talks between Israel and Hamas. President Trump will make his second state visit to the United Kingdom next week. King Charles will host the president and first lady at Windsor Castle. Windsor residents have mixed feelings.
The closer the relations are, all to the good of Great Britain and the world.
It's kind of like 50-50 splits. A lot of my friends, I don't think, are going to be very happy.
Several historically black colleges and universities have received threats in recent days.
Dennis Shields is the president of Southern University and A&M College in Baton Rouge. He says they got a threat over email that
threatened to come to our campus with automatic weapons and kill as many African Americans as possible.
They responded fast.
Our reaction was to immediately shelter in place until we could evaluate the nature of the threat.
It turned out to be just a hoax, but Shields says they can't take any chances.
We have to take these threats seriously.
And sadly, he says,
this is not the first event like this.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Another state is redrawing its congressional district map. Here, CBS's Michael Toscano.
The Missouri Senate wrapped up the state legislature's work on a new congressional districts map and sent it to Governor Mike Kehoe, who's expected to sign it into law. The new map dilutes Democratic strength in Kansas City to add a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for the GOP and help the party retain its shaky majority. Missouri Democrats immediately announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map.
A longtime Democratic district in Kansas City would be carved up. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night here at AmFam Field, 8-2. Christian Yelich with his 28th home run of the year. Pitcher Quinn Priester on the Brewers getting their 90th win of the regular season.
Just really, you know, feel like we're proud of the work we've done. You know, we know that, you know, we control our own destiny. The ball's in our court, and just do the things that we've been doing, you know, all year and keep this moving and keep winning and control what we do.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, Packers Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp was on hand for Thursday night's game at Lambeau Field and was asked what he thought when they unveiled his name in the stadium's Ring of Honor at halftime.
Well, I can't see that far because I have to have retina surgery on the 26th. So I was trying to look at the Jumbotron to kind of get a glimpse, but I know what it means and I know how it feels to be recognized at this level for doing one thing, and that was just wanting to play football.
As Packers Hall of Famer Sterling Sharp with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of thunderstorms, a high near 73. Partly cloudy tonight, 65. Sunshine and highs in the mid-70s for Sunday. Sunday night, clear, 64. Mostly sunny for Monday with a high near 77. Tuesday, sunny and a high around 78. It's 64 at our studios.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my sloop News, timeless hits. We are WRJN. Happy to be here? Absolutely. Saturday morning, 9:07.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
don't know about you, but it always gets my toes tapping here in the studio. Kodachrome, Paul Simon. You know, farming is still a big thing. And thank goodness for the farmers. We're so happy we have them. Farming's a tough job. There's no doubt about that on the farm. It's kind of a dangerous one, too. So myself, my hat's off to all our farmers. And even though it's still a great big thing in Racine County, WRGN has all our farmers covered with the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. That's right. She has her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings from about 5, 6 a.m. along with the reports throughout the day. So keep up on everything that's ag. Part of our local news and timeless hits is right here on WRJN.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
That goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her.
about 8 minutes from now, the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. Stopping off at 1967.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door.
good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
Joe Frank and Reynolds, don't pull your love. What is it? 1971, I believe, is when that one came out here at WRJN. And it is, well, it's getting pretty close to 9:30. So you know what? I think we can go ahead and do the second installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This one comes from 1967, particularly September 23rd of 1967. A couple things that were going on around the world in the nation. There was a partial solar eclipse that took place in 1967. Well, imagine that. We've had a lot of those, right? Yep, there's a partial solar eclipse that year. NASA announced the crew for the Apollo 7 space mission. This was the first in the Apollo series that actually contained a crew on board. And also in 1967, the Innovation Department store in the center of Brussels, Belgium, burned to the ground. The most devastating fire in Belgium history, resulting in 323 people dead and missing and 150 others injured. Yeah, that was not a good thing, most definitely. What was going on your radio dial, on music, on September 23rd, 1967? Let's give it a listen.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Funky, funky, Broadway.
9.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play.
8.
Are you my brown eyed girl?
7.
Take your love, I'll let you keep on.
6.
Parking by.
5.
Never my love. Never my love.
4.
Reflections of.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world.
2.
Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Standing by for the number one song on this date.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't. Time to take a fast train. Don't let
quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking. Coming up 9:45, it will be our Forgotten 45. Can't tell you where they're from because I always like to trick Terry and see if he can guess. He'll be in 10 o'clock, of course, with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. When he shows up, I usually say, okay, what group am I talking about? Try to see if he can guess before I actually mention the name. So I don't want to say where they're from, but I know he's on his way and listening. Here's Marvin Gaye on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy.
Can't you stand? Ooh, oh, no. Ooh, no. Not place in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Look at all the lovely people.
There you go. Bread and butter, the new beats at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Terry is going to be in here for his show, and I was trying to trip him up. I wouldn't tell him anymore about where the group is from. A couple of good guesses, though. Couple of good guesses. But anyway, we've got the Forgotten 45, something that you haven't heard in a while, perhaps, and you know, like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. Well, there you go.
This Forgotten 45 group started out in 1975 with a soft soul ballad. It was called Remember What I Told You to Forget. Now, the five brothers, Pooch, Ralph, Chubby Butch, and Tiny, they all rounded out the group. They started their career as Chubby and the Turnpikes. And, of course, they had a name change along the way in 1973. And 2 years later, in 1975, they released their album called In the City. Their second release from that album would do much better than the first. Today's Forgotten 45, Tavares. It Only Takes a Minute, Girl, from 1975, spinning on the Capitol label.
I have got to say, I feel so good. Tavares, It Only Takes a Minute, Girl. I actually had Terry. I actually had you snuffed.
Well, Chubby, Chubby Checker, I don't think so.
Tavares, that's you. And of course, you remember that it was a very slow ballad. They had their first song, yeah. Remember What I Told You? I remember playing, I was on AFRTS, American Forces Radio, in the military, and I remember playing that one.
Oh, that Tavares, excellent. You know, Rose did very well.
Yeah. What do you got going today? Anything great?
No, just the
besides your show is always great, but
You're nice.
It is. I enjoy. I listen to it all the way home.
The usual features. Love taking those requests.
Slow groove. Beatles break.
Slow groove.
What's that?
Grooving, baby.
Wait a minute. There was also Percy Sledge in the slow groove there.
Yes, there was.
Well, anyway, it's rock and roll. Never forgets. Terry's coming up here shortly here on WRJN.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the lightning fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand Down, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Stand Down is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
And timeless hits here at WRJN. Cracklin' Rosé, the poor man's lady, but that's all right. Neil Diamond.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosé, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow.
time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. Song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. A song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Neil Diamond at WRJN. And Terry Hamill's up next with Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, has made her first public remarks since his assassination in Utah Wednesday.
I will never let your legacy die.
She says the conservative influencers organization, Turning Point USA, will go on.
Our campus tour this fall will continue. There will be even more tours in the years to come. America Fest here in Phoenix this December will go on. it will be greater than ever. The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever.